Hello everyone, we welcome you to the next chapter, which is chapter 12 in Human Resource Management. The name of this particular chapter is Participative Management. Going by the name Participative Management, it's all about having all your employees in sync with the management. Now this is the type of management in which employees are encouraged to constantly distribute their ideas, to identify their settings. They are a part constantly into problem solving. They keep giving their ideas into decision making, and whichever way an employee is directly or indirectly affected, any kind of decision which you need to take in, you are supposed to take in the consultation of your employees. Now this particular type of management is also called as consultative type of management. Another way of defining this particular management is in an open form of management, where employees, they directly have a very strong kind of decision making role, and participative kind of management is developed by managers who are actively trying to be involved and working in cooperation with their employees. Now, the advantage or why the world is switching over to participative kind of management is because it includes a lot, it actually ensures that your productivity is heightened. It actually improves the quality of the work which is being delivered. It reduces the cost. It ensures that all the errors are being minimized. It ensures that the kind of deliverables, in whether it be in terms of productivity, whether it be in terms of service, everything gets enhanced. Participative management is a participatory management system. It is also known as employee involvement or participative decision making, which encourages all its stakeholders to be a part of the problem analysis of the organization. You could develop in all the strategies, and it will also help in to implement solutions for the organization. At every level, the employee would be involved into decision making. You just can't have a set of decisions which are being made and being implemented or being thrust upon the organization or your employees. It's the other way around. They are a part of at every level, every step. Let's take an example of Tesco. Now, Tesco being a UK retail company, Tesco has developed itself using participative kind of management. They use simple tips. Like every morning, they at least for 5 or 10 minutes, they have a meeting with all the employees. And every day the agenda remains, how can we improve participation of all the employees within the organization? Hence, participative management ensures that at every level, be it in customer relationship, be it in product development, be it in bringing out new ideas, at every level, every way, employees are always a part of it. Employees are invited, they share their own decisions, they are a part in ensuring that everyone in the firm is participating in activities such as setting up goals, determining work schedules, and making suggestions for the organizations. Suggestions could be bigger suggestions. Suggestions could be something which would just ensure that employees are delighted in some way. Other forms of participative management that includes increasing the responsibility of your employees, which is actually called as job enrichment. Now in this, it's a form of self-management teams in which we could have employees who are there. These employees are managing themselves and they do not require a team leader to report to. They are gathering their own data. They are taking care of their own teams. They are self-sufficient teams. We could have quality circles. With quality circles, I mean, we have group of senior management who comes and meets up as a part of their routine evening session. These are after their work hours, and they do discuss what are the issues which come up, issues which are being faced by the employees, issues which are faced by the organization, how can we improve those processes from various departments, and at the end of it, others from other departments also come out with solution for this particular department. This particular discussion is called as quality circles, and they are very useful in organizations. Now, quality of work life, we could have committees for them, ensuring that there's a balance between your professional life as well as your personal life. Soliciting a survey feedback. You could always have a survey which is given online, offline, and these surveys from giving vital information about the organization, and these surveys are very crucial in bringing out the nitty-gritties of day-to-day life of every employee. Participative management, however, involves more than allowing your employees to take part in their decision making. How can we ensure that they are there as a part at every stage? It also involves management treating their ideas and suggesting the employees with consideration and respect. Every employee has this thing that they are treated with respect. They are treated with some kind of consideration. They are treated as human beings, and it takes zero amount of money, zero investment to treat the other person well. At times, putting these things down in your policies also helps in. When the top management is involved into participative management, automatically this flow goes down with the organization, and everyone becomes a part of this particular process. Now, most extensive form of participative management is a direct employee ownership of the management. There are four kind of processes, and these four processes ensure that participation of the employees is there. Now, these four processes, they create employee involvement, and they push down to the lowest level of the organization. And further down, these processes, they move on to the higher level, and they are involved by the employees also by the organization. The four processes which I was speaking to you about, the first one is information sharing. Now, information sharing, it's concerned with keeping the employees informed about the economic status of the company. Economic status of the company, you should be having some idea about the financial status of the company and how is the future of this particular company. Keeping your records clear, keeping your documentation clear, keeping your papers clear for audit. These are the terms which we have been constantly bombarded with in organization. But ensuring that truly this information is available at the fingertips of the employees, ensuring that they are taking informed decision, ensuring that these employees are constantly in touch with the real scenario rather than having some fake numbers in front of them. Training. Now, training is one department which raises the level of skills which the employee has, and it offers development opportunities that allows them to apply new skills to make effective decisions regarding the organization as a whole. So how can we as employees ensure that our employees are constantly upgraded, our employees are constantly taken up to the new heights, and ensuring that this is done at minimum cost as well as very effectively? So decisions regarding the organization as a whole and how are we going to improve their skill set is a major decision of the organization. A proper scheduling of training programs, apart from this budgeting which is allocated to this particular training, should be helpful. Employee decision making. Now, this decision making can be in different forms, in determining work schedules, to deciding what are the budgets, what are the processes which the organization would be focusing on. Rewards. Rewards should be tied with the suggestions which the employees are giving in. And any organization which rewards their employees in terms of decision making is actually rewarded with employees who bring out such new ideas. Google actually gives in times to its employees. It gives them space to think about their own ideas. They could come up with their own ideas. They could actually work on their own ideas and incubate their own ideas in-house. These particular ideas, if they are awarded or rewarded with some kind of compensation, monetary or non-monetary, this would actually benefit the employees as well. Once employees start feeling they are valued, once employees start feeling the reason why they should be contributing towards the ideas of the organization, rewards play a vital role in motivating any of the employees at every stage. Participative management style offers various benefits and at various levels in the organization. By creating a sense of ownership, I am a part of my organization, we feeling, me being a part of some organization is a very good feeling. And organizations in their own sense also should be creating this sense. Now, participative management, it instills a sense of pride in the employees and it motivates the employees to increase their productivity so that they can achieve their goals very easily. Now, goals which are being created by someone else and implemented by someone else are rather boring and difficult and tired, very, very lame to understand. So, participative management, wherein I as an employee have been invited by my management to be a part of it, amazing. I can always relate with it. I can always always comply with the goals which are being formulated and strive to achieve them in every way. Employees who participate in the decisions of the company, they feel like they're a part of a team with a common goal and a sense of a self-esteem, and creative fulfillment is being enhanced at every stage. I feel good when my thoughts, my ideas are being implemented in the organization. I do feel connected with my organization and also feel a self-esteem boosted at every stage and every way. There are certain benefits of participative management which we've been discussing so far. And those benefits are, organization can place itself in a proactive mode rather than a very reactive mode. And as managers, we are able to connect and quickly identify with the areas of concern, and in turn, we can give a solution to their employees. Now, there are organizations like Ford. Ford always plays a proactive role rather than a reactive role. Now, there are organizations which have been lagging behind because of their reactive role. And because they have not been evolving themselves that rapidly as comparison with the competitive environment and the competitive scenario that we are having, these organizations need to exit from the current scenario. So, employees play a vital role in giving you vital information. And this vital information, if utilized well, can help in placing your organization at the zenith. Participation also helps the employees to gain a wider view of the organization. It could be through training, through development of opportunities, through information sharing. Employees can acquire conceptual skills. They need to become effective managers right up to the top, top kind of executives that we have. It also increases the commitment of employees to the organization and the kind of decisions which they are making with the organization. There are certain other benefits like creativity and innovation are two important benefits which we should be focusing in terms of participative management. By allowing a diverse group of employees to input their decisions or to give in their own decisions, the organization benefits from the synergy which comes from a wider options that you have. Now, when all employees, instead of just managing executives, are given an opportunity to raise their voice, to participate in decision making, they're given a chance to increase a valid or unique idea which is to be suggested by them, employees feel welcome. They feel, yes, they are being heard. And once you have an opportunity of being heard and of being told, this is where creativity and innovation is nurtured. This is where bright ideas come in. Most of the time, the employees who are there on the floor, okay, interacting in retail stores, interacting with the customers, they are the people who have clear idea what the customer is really looking for because they are interacting with them. If they become a part of your product development team, they would be able to give you insights which no other management consultant on this planet would be able to help you. But trying and picking up the right kind of people, fixing them up into that particular department, taking their suggestions, and how those suggestions would be practically implemented for your organization is how this particular management or participative management would be working. Now, there are certain requirements of participative management. A common misconception is that participative management simply involves asking employees to participate or to make suggestions. It acts in like a suggestion box, and it does not involve the employees to do anything more. Now, does participative management encompass only this much? Not really. Participative management is much more than just being a suggestion box. It is where the employee is actually putting forth his ideas, and those ideas are being implemented in a way which would be helpful for the organization. So in order for participative management to work, there are several issues which must be resolved and several requirements which must be met by the organization. Firstly, there has to be a conducive kind of environment. Managers must feel secure in their position and participation for this particular participation to become successful. Now, many a times what happens is managers, they feel that they are respect for people, and people, the way people look at them and the image which they have created for themselves would be hampered if we have something called as participative management. When it is me as a boss who is dictating my followers or dictating the team which I have, it is easier for me to manage, it is easier for me to deal with, it is easier for me to connect with. But on the other hand, if I as a manager or I as a boss have people coming and giving their own suggestions, which means it is I who's lacking in some way. And because of this insecurity, because of this lacking or this sense of confusion which most managers have, they feel participative kind of management is not meant for their organization and hence become repulsive to this idea. And they also feel that they're lacking in some things, which is why top management wants to implement something called as participative management. So they are not really well versed with the whole concept, and because they are not very well versed with it or not very clear with the idea, they do not come up with solution which might help them. Now, the success of participative management style depends upon how carefully are we planning and how slow phased is our approach. We just don't start off, okay, today is 1st of January and from tomorrow we'll be starting off with participative kind of management. It's a very slow phased approach, which means we would be dealing one step at a time. Changing employee ideas, bringing them up to a level where they are open in discussing ideas, where they would wish to bring in their own ideas to the table. You just can't have employees suddenly bringing their own ideas. They need to get in time, they need to get in the groove, they need to we need to change the culture of the organization. We have to move from a very democratic or autocratic style of management to a very participative style of management, wherein give and take is a norm rather than a celebratory event or a celebratory function. Now, there are certain requirements of participative management. Long-term employees may feel, or they might resist this particular change, and they might believe that this is a very short-term kind of thing and it is not going to last forever. Now, because we really want participative management to become effective, managers should also take certain steps. And these steps should be where managers are genuine, managers are honest, and they are very clear about implementing their own program and very clear about the way it has to be implemented. Now, many employees, they will constantly feel the need to see a proof that, okay, let me test the waters and let someone else give the idea. And if that particular person's idea is being accepted, that is when I would be accepting that idea too. So employees first must be given a proof that we are taking in or open to new ideas. They should also feel respected. If people in the group, if people in the team start laughing over some reason, or you become a sense of ridicule to everyone, you lose your self-respect, you lose your confidence, you lose the way you are supposed to work in. And it is not a respectful sight for everyone to do that. So in participative management, it is very important that people are given their own space. Everyone is open to new ideas and everyone would be able to connect to those new ideas. Now, successful participation requires managers to approach employee involvement with a very open mind. They must be open to new ideas, new alternatives. We should be open to work with other person's idea. Because a good idea could come in from anyone across the organization. We shouldn't feel afraid, we shouldn't feel bad if it is from someone whom we never expected it from. Probably he could be a best source, but is not been speaking for a long time because he's afraid, shy, or intimidated by the idea that I do not belong to that cadre, but I have a brilliant idea and it would not be utilized. So opening up those employees, ensuring that those employee ideas are being utilized and how those would be implemented in the organization. Now it's very important to remember that although the manager may not agree with every suggestion which is being given by the employee, however, whichever idea is being received, it has to help into participative management. We cannot be very critical about every idea. We just need to consider those ideas. We need to listen to them with empathy. Employees also must be willing to participate. They must be able to share their ideas. And participative management does not work with employees who are passive or simply employees who really don't care. Employees have to also feel a need to give in their own ideas, because ideas is a creative part of me and I wouldn't be willing to give my creative part. Why should I is the question. So employees, the environment of the organization has to be made in such a way that everyone who is there in the organization will be able to relate with it. Now, there are some other requirements also. Many a times the employees do not have skills which are necessary to make good suggestions or good decisions. Now this happens because they are not being trained or they are not making informed choices. Hinduja Hospital, which is located in Mumbai. Now this particular hospital, they have a lot of nurses who've been committed with the organization from, let's say, past 25 years, 30 years. And these particular nurses have brilliant suggestions, brilliant ways of working. Over a period of time, they needed upgradation. And because they needed upgradation, they have now been provided training. Yes, a management development program for nurses has been designed. And this particular program actually teaches the nurses to bring them up to a level of managers and help them get into the administrative side also. Now these nurses, once with the training received and the kind of experience they already have and the kind of exposure to the newer horizons, they become apt candidates for taking up administrative positions, managerial positions in their own organization. Hence, management decision, which was a simple decision of coming up with management development programs or simple training programs for their employees, helps the organization or helps the employees to enhance themselves in every way. Encouragement should be offered in order to accustom employees to participative approach. Now, what kind of reward will I get? What kind of encouragement? Monetary or non-monetary, some way I need to be appreciated. As an employee, I need to be respected for my ideas. Now, one way to help employees engage into their decision-making process is to know what is their individual strength and to capitalize on their strength. a SWOT of this particular employee, knowing what is the strength of this particular employee, and banking on those pointers and how we could improve the employee using those points. By guiding employees towards areas which they are knowledgeable, a manager can also help them ensure that they are reaching success if they are guided, they are worked upon, they are groomed in their own areas. Before expecting any employee to make in suggestion, contribution, managers should provide them with a criteria that what are the inputs which are required. Now, this will discard or remove the ideas or suggestions which cannot be implemented and which are too expensive to be implemented or not very feasible. Now, suppose we have a recruitment drive which is being held, and this is for faculties of one particular B school. Now, even though I as an HR would wish to have billboards on every railway station of Mumbai, that would not be a very feasible idea because it's very expensive. It does not fit into the budget of the organization. So it's okay to discard such ideas which might not be feasible to implement in the long run. Managers should also give the employees time to think about these ideas and what could be the alternate solution or alternate decisions. We always carry plan A, plan B, plan C. In case one doesn't work, we come up or pop up with another. And that requires time. When we have a situation, we need to brood over the situation. We need to think about ideas. We need to think about pointers and come up with a solution.